Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have another awesome CyberBacker on the show today. Nicole, how are you doing?
I'm pretty excited. How is this going to be? So, yeah.
Also pretty excited, of course, to talk to you more about your experience with CyberBacker and being with CyberBacker. Of course, a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. So, before we start, though, how long have you been with CyberBacker, Nicole?
I'm very new, Sir Jello. So, I am going to my third month. November. Next week, I'm on my third month already. So I'm very happy that there will be a lot of opportunities, of course, that I will be facing since I'm in my third month already. Yes.
So a lot of exciting stuff is going to happen just in your third month. Of course, a lot of things to look forward to, obviously.
Yes.
So can you tell us a bit about your background, though, and what led you to join CyberBacker, Nicole?
Actually, I'm a graduate of a secondary education, major in English. So if you will think of it, I'm supposed to be a teacher. So what led me in joining CyberBacker? Actually, I have this friend that influenced me
talked you into it.
Yes. So he told me that, maybe you're good to become, you're good as a CyberBacker. And then I searched, what is CyberBacker? What is the work of a CyberBacker? So yeah, I learned a lot of things. So I applied. So actually, if I am to share, I was rejected 3 times.
Ooh,
and then okay. I gave myself an ultimatum that, for the 4th time, this will be my last time. And then voila, I'm here now.
There we go.
So I think it's all about timing. Okay. Yes.
Totally agree with you there. Again, as they say, then, it's not really what they say, because as they say, third time's the charm. But again, in this case, 4th time's the
fourth
charm.
Fourth time.
There we go.
Yes.
But we're very excited, really, because again, you still gave it a shot, still wanted to be a part of CyberBacker, even going through all those 3 applications. But again, we're very happy that you're here.
Yes, so, thank you.
Now, 3 months into your journey with CyberBacker, what has been the most surprising or, let's say, interesting aspect of your role here in CyberBacker so far?
Yes. So it is very interesting and new to me that we have some classes, freelance classes to enhance our skills. And although we're working virtually, we don't see each other face-to-face, but you can really feel that we're a family, because if, for example, I needed some help, there are some CyberBackers that is one call away. They reply every queries that you will be having. So that's the thing that surprises me, especially the classes. So CyberBacker is not only helping you grow personal, but also professionally, which is I really love. I admire that about CyberBacker.
Yeah, because here in CyberBacker, as you well know, of course, one of our core values is growth.
Yes.
Growth doesn't stop, never stops here. And so CyberBacker, no matter if it's your first day today or if it's your first year, second year, right?
Yes, I agree.
So talking about the growth then, can you tell us about, let's say, an early achievement in your role here in CyberBacker that you've been very proud of?
Yeah, so last month, I was able to help my client to be one of the top agents in our state. So I'm very happy. They are very happy. So they're complimenting me about things. So that makes me feel motivated to do my job better. So yeah. So thanks for CyberBacker to helping me hone my skills, I guess.
Gosh, imagine it's only been in the first 3 months of your stay here with CyberBacker. Imagine what else you can do and your team can do, let's say, in another year's time, right? That's the exciting part.
Yes. Yeah, that's the exciting part. That's why I'm looking forward for my next months with them. So, very excited.
a lot of things to look forward to, of course, for your growth and your clients' growth as well. Now, what do you find most exciting then about CyberBackers' culture and working environment?
I think I cannot choose one. I think everything. A lot. Because, I mean, every day, basically every day, CyberBacker surprises me. What they offer, the skills that they are offering, the free classes, the game show, which I really love. And we have, like, one of the things that I am excited is when during Fridays, we have masterminds and game shows, and they announce like the promotions and the client testimonials. So I'm very excited for that because I find it very inspiring that maybe someday after after how many months, or maybe if I'm tenured, I can be one of those. So that is something I want to look forward to. Yeah.
Of course. Because imagine you've already had a lot of success in the first 3 months. I'm sure the next couple of months, there's going to be an award for you right there during that show. Though, don't worry about it. I'm 100% sure of that. So talking more about that, the growth then, your career here with CyberBacker, how do you see yourself growing and developing in this role that you now have with CyberBacker?
So I think as of now, I'm still in my limit. I'm still in my bubble. But since, I mean, the skills that the CyberBacker is offering, they are training. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll be developing more, which is okay with me. I mean, it will be an advantage for me in the future as well. So I think that is my goal for the next few months. Like to learn new skills, like to expand my abilities to communicate more with other clients or even CyberBackers. Yeah. So that's the thing.
I think that's the most important thing. Is this your first time though? I forgot to ask. Is this your first time to work virtually? Just like what we're doing now with CyberBackers. Is it first time?
No, actually I have my experience before. So, but the difference, if I can tell, the difference is I'm much more alone before. I don't have someone like, oh, how do you do this? Can you tell me something? The support. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, CyberBacker has a very good support foundation. Like each CyberBacker, you have a trio. So you got all the support that you will be needing. So in the past, I don't have that. So that's another thing that surprises me when I enter CyberBacker.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about CyberBacker because that experience during the beginning of my, I think it was 2020 that I started here. So I'm going on my fourth year next year. There was really a lot of support during the beginning up until today. Of course, up until now, even though I've already been here for a couple of years now, the support really never stops. And again, that's one of our core values. It's the one on your background right there, relationship, right? One of
the relationship. Most yes, exactly. So, yes.
Talk to me more about your experience here then. Have there been, let's say, any challenges that you've encountered and how have you overcome them in the early days that you've been with CyberBacker?
Yeah, so I think there are some challenges, but if I'm going to compare my experience before. Mm-hmm. So before it's much chill, relax. Okay. I can do my usual stuff. Like, okay, I edit this. I do my job role, like job description. Mm-hmm. But when I enter here, so there are some things that I should be knowing because that's my clients needs to for me to do. Mm-hmm. So it's hard at first, but then I have my HB, my headbacker. She never like forget or to ask me if I'm doing okay. Do you need something? She always ask me, yes, that I'm comfortable with the work, if I'm doing well, if I needed help. So I think that's the challenge. I think this is the challenge in the first few weeks, but then I adjusted as well. And Yes, so I can say that I'm pretty confident now, but I still have my HB. I mean, I still, if I have some concern, I still talk to her, like ask her opinion about it. Yeah. So,
but again, that's something that you take on head on, right? Because it's part of growth. It's part of learning. Anyway,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Something that
it's
you get
part
used
of growing.
To. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, of course, you're in this in your third month with Cyberbacker, and of course, some of our listeners might be going through their first few days with us. So, what advice would you be able to give them who are just starting their journey with Cyberbacker?
Never stop learning. You have to, like the classes that the other headbackers are offering, you have to attend. If you have time, it's really nice to attend those classes because you learn from it. Sure. And maybe in the future, your client will be much like good that you know that kind of skills, that you have that kind of skills. So never stop learning. Do not close your doors to knowledge.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's totally it. Agree with you there. I love that, what you mentioned earlier. Just be hungry for growth. Be hungry for new knowledge every
be
day.
Be hungry.
Just be a sponge, something like that. Just absorb everything that
absorb
you can.
Absorb everything.
Obviously.
Yes. And another thing, if I may add, since, of course, if you're starting, you're still finding your client and everything, just never lose hope. Because I think I've heard, because I've talked to some of my batchmates, so some of them really lose hope, but then we're here now already. We have clients already and we're happy about it. So never lose hope. Just try and try.
Yes. Again, fourth time's the charm sometimes, right?
Yes, exactly.
Just a very good example right there. Now, you've had a lot of success in your first 3 months here with Cyberbacker. So would you want to give a quick shout out to any of the mentors or the colleagues that you've been, who have been instrumental in helping you in your role here in Cyberbacker?
Yes, I want to thank, of course, my initial and final interviewer, Miss Jenna. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. You made me cry when you told me that I'm welcome
part
to Cyberbacker. Yes. And of course, my headbacker, Miss Mary Joy. Thank you so much. And of course, my trio. Yes. And of course, a big shout out to Cyberbacker for having me, for letting me be part of your expanding like careers. Yes.
Now, we are very, very excited to see your continued success here in Cyberbacker. And of course,
thank you.
To everyone who's listening, if you'd want to learn more about Cyberbacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. And of course, Nicole, we really appreciate your time here today. Had fun having you on the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.